Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hey, we got it at the end.
Yay.
This is with a sick Stacey Moody.
Yeah.
You okay there, Stacky?
Nailed it.
You look like death warmed over.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
I think she looks like a babe. But that's because I have sex dreams about her.
It's the snot. It's in snotty nose, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's that deep girl voice.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, stop looking at me. She's doing that wink thing again that she did at the very beginning when she started doing the show.
I know. I got over the wink, but it's coming back.
Ugh. Dustin, you were the one that told... It was so cold out, but I had no idea the number.
It's cold, cold. I got in my car, and I was driving here, and I was in the mode where it's just like, I just want to get there because I'm so cold, and then I decided, I'm going to look and see how cold it actually is. And my car said nine. Nine. That is one digit. Nine. No. No, I'm done.
What?
Let me see your feet, Chris. Okay, he's got shoes on.
That's how cold it is. Oh, okay. I've got shoes on.
Yeah, I'm really glad. Today I was walking to work from the parking lot, and I'm not wearing socks, but I'm like, I need to buy some socks.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be like this, I'm going to buy some socks.
Wow. Well, you made it through last winter without socks.
True.
Wow.
How much is it going to be?
That sucks.
It's so cold. And it's not, I don't know if you noticed the moon. I know that you guys saw Shooting Stars last night. The moon is not a full moon until tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty full right now.
Right? I thought so, too. I Googled
and
it.
And very bright.
Mm-hmm. Chris saw a falling star.
Was it a meteor or a meteorite?
That straight up looked like a crashing
rocket
ship.
Yeah, it was an alien ant ship flying in from outer space and blowing up in our atmosphere.
I was very surprised that you called it a shooting star and not that in our text message. I was like, really? He thinks that's a shooting star?
Did you make a wish?
I did make a wish.
Was it for world peace?
It wasn't, since I didn't... I feel like since you already wished for that, I don't need to.
I wasted a wish, Stace.
You did.
I wasted one. I know. You gonna tell us what it is?
Doesn't it not come true then?
Yeah, you can't tell your wish.
I can't say this wish.
Great, then we're not
really
gonna have
important.
World peace.
We don't need that.
Well, I mean, come on.
Well, at least I know that if there was ever an apocalypse, I'm with the right team.
Oh, my God.
Aria. Aria.
Now Dustin's going to start talking.
I feel like Chris and I are pretty good.
I figured out the lever stuff.
Neither one of us died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
We were invincible, though. The only way to die was to shoot yourself. I don't know if you remember that from the beginning. BuzzFam, we're talking about the fact that last night we went to Flip Switch VR in the Crossroads and had the most fun.
Ugh.
That was amazing.
That was honestly the most fun that I've ever had in my entire life.
I know. Yes, you were texting, I'm addicted to this. We need to go back. Did they close the doors? I need another fix.
I started itching. I made it to my house like 10 minutes down the road and I was already itching.
It was the most fun, the most real. It was almost, it's like the silent disco in the sense that it's something that's so new and cerebral that you kind of have to be brave to go try it.
I was certainly nervous. You and I were both like, oh, God, okay. Like, we were, like, really, okay, like, how are we going to do? I thought I was going to vomit.
Yeah, me too. I mean, Chris and I get motion sickness. Maybe you do as well.
Yeah.
Like, really bad. I took a Dramamine before, but I didn't need it because, like they said, you're the one, when you're doing VR, you're the one that's making the movements.
Right. Typically, when you're doing the VR, you're stationary, and then everything is moving around you, which is what makes you sick. But with this... The only time it moved in the game was when you moved in real life. So it was just like you were living it.
Yeah.
Insane.
The quality?
Holy crap.
Oh, so good.
The fact that I played this little short character?
You look like a 9-year-old
boy. I don't know. It was the most fun. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Plus, I came up with some awards for our video game playing yesterday. We played a game called Arizona Sunshine where you shoot zombies. We started out as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing when our play, they put our players on, I turned over to Stacey and I was like,
the game hadn't even started yet and we were all shooting each other.
And then they're like, you guys can't shoot each
other. No, it was not we were all. It was just you two. Just Stacey and Jordan just in the corner shooting each other. I'm like, hey guys.
We're trying to get ready for the game, zombies and everything.
It was shooting practice.
Yeah, I remember Stacey like, at the beginning when she hadn't exactly, well, we all hadn't exactly figured out the controllers yet. Stacey's like standing off to the side and I shot her in the butt and be like, Stacey, there's a zombie over here. Come on, blah, blah, blah. But again, Flip Switch VR, that was the most incredible experience.
Yeah.
It's the future.
You don't even need to like video games to enjoy it.
No.
It's a full immersive world that you go into.
Yeah. And they are just creating more and more of them. This isn't the kind of thing that's like you did it once and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's different games to choose from already.
I cannot wait till there's a Titanic game and we can explore the Titanic in virtual reality.
That's a lot of the. He said that a lot.
Yeah, he was very much into the idea of the Titanic.
Oh, my goodness.
But while we do this song from Fall Out Boy, I just want the Buzz fam to try to guess who was the most accurate with their bullets. Who had the best accuracy last night when we went to Flip Switch VR in the Crossroads? Who had the most kills? Who wasted the most bullets? Shut up. All right, Buzz fam, I think you can figure that out. But we've got some awards for the Flip Switch VR.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
As a show, we are together a lot, and, you know, sometimes we get a little sick of each other's company, but not last night.
No.
Not last night at Flip Switch VR in the Crossroads. That was the most fun experience.
Yeah.
It's a free roam, multiplayer, virtual reality center, state-of-the-art virtual reality center.
The only one in the Midwest.
Yeah.
What they offer is only offered on the coasts right now.
Yeah. So this is the only place to go in the Midwest to be able to do VR, which is, again, it's kind of a step. You have to be brave to do it. You have to, like, there's some fears. We had a couple of fears that we were going to get sick. No.
I was so nervous I was going to throw up, but that wasn't even an issue.
I was worried we were going to run into that pole in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But they told us at the beginning. They said, look, when you're in the game, there's going to be this blue pole. Don't go into that and you'll be fine.
Right.
I mean, they explained it so well that it still felt like you were completely immersed without having to ever worry about bumping into each other or because we could see each other too.
Right.
And we're like, oh, well, how are we going to make sure we don't run into each other? And then
we did.
Well, yeah.
I didn't run into you.
In the elevator, we all kind of started to.
Oh, yeah. When we had to get in. Oh, my God. And the cart.
Okay, so it was an adventure game. We played two things. The first thing, Arizona Sunshine, was an adventure game. We had to get out of this specific place and shoot all of these zombies. And that was where we were learning how to use the instruments and everything. Then all of a sudden you look over and there's zombies running at you.
Oh, yeah.
And so we all took corners, kind of. Stacey's just screaming.
Yeah, Jordan's being a team leader. Jordan's like, everyone take a corner!
Right!
You go over there! You go over there!
And take of course, north, south, east, and west. We got everything covered.
None of us know what
North, South, East. We eventually figured that out.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then we had to go places in the video game. That was the craziest part. When we were at virtual reality doing Flip Switch VR in the Crossroads, it wasn't just stand there and shoot. It was go down an elevator, figure out how to move the elevator down. You had to lead us on some beam, Dustin.
Yeah.
That was so scary. Because
that was terrifying.
On the other sides of this, I don't know, 2-foot beam, there was nothing. You looked like you were going to fall.
Oh, yeah. And then in the game, there's, you know, like the edge of the elevator. So you're trying to reach for that elevator because you're on a beam.
Yes. Because your brain is making you think that you're actually on a beam.
Yeah. I think a couple of us jumped.
Yeah.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. I didn't jump. I was like, I did the Indiana Jones, the penitent man will pass. Like, never mind you.
It's called Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. You'll get that one.
But, oh my God. And this was the craziest thing to me. When we were in the elevator, and again, we were at Flip Switch VR in the Crossroads, most fun experience that we have ever had. When we were in the elevator going down, I felt the elevator shake. Like, we're on an elevator. So then at the very end, very, very end, we take off the headset and we're talking to the guys who run it. I was like, well, where's that, like, patch that you had us stand on in the video game, but in this, you know, in the real game, in the real spot that we were in real life? Where's that patch that was moving? And they're like, there was no patch that was moving. And I was like, what? But when we were in the elevator and when we were in the truck, when we were in the little cart thing, it was shaking.
Yeah, because what you see and what you hear tricks your brain into thinking that it's actually moving and you feel like it's shaking.
That was the most insane.
Yeah.
It felt like it was shaking, but the guys that run Flip Switch VR were like, no, there's no shaking. There's no special things underneath the mats.
Right.
Your brain makes you feel like you're shaking. I couldn't believe it.
Because at one point, Jordan and I went up on elevators and Chris and Stacey stayed down.
Yeah.
And we're looking down at them, like waving at them.
Oh,
and I feel like I'm 30 feet above you.
That's
but in
so
actuality,
strange.
We're still on the same level. It's insane.
Yeah. Not only that, the feeling of going up and down in the elevators when you find out that there was nothing there. There was nothing that was making you feel that way other than your brain.
Shows how powerful our brain is.
It really is. It really is. Yeah, that was the most fun. It was $25.
Oh, my God.
$25 to be able to do that for an hour.
Right.
Per person.
That's
per person.
Cheaper than an escape room.
Yeah. And it...
And you escape literally to another world.
Ah. Okay, guys.
You got some awards over there?
I've got some awards. Yes. Flip Switch VR Awards, because, again, that was the most fun. That was...
I'm literally counting down till we can go back.
Yeah, like seriously though, I cannot wait to go back.
I don't want to go back with Chris.
Why?
Really?
Yeah. He shot me.
You shot me.
You all started it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What Buzz family, I didn't shoot anyone.
No, yeah.
Nor did anyone shoot me.
Don't start. Don't you dare start. Right.
That's because Dustin was too busy hogging all the zombies.
I wanted the most kills.
You did.
Yeah, well, good job. You stole all my freaking zombies.
I'm still mad at you, Chris, for shooting me when we were at Flip Switch VR playing Arizona Sunshine.
There's just in between where we're waiting, and I'm like, hey, I'm shooting the sky, like, because you're not supposed to ever shoot in the air, so we can do that. I'm like, hey, there's you. Let me just try it. Boom, boom.
Yeah, you shot me, and I go, E2 Brute? I knew you'd be the one. I knew you'd be the one. Oh, man. All right, Flip Switch VR at the Crossroads. They are open in the evenings. Just check out flipswitchvr.com. Go. Bring your family. It's so fun. Four of you can play at the same time.
Yeah.
Which
also is not something that happens very often.
Mm-hmm. And you can pick from different games. And again, we're going to have them in sometime pretty soon to announce some of the new games that they've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a one and done thing. That's the coolest part of it. One of the guys in there makes the video games.
Yes. And that was the thing. I was sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, eventually you're going to run out of games. But he's saying, we're going to keep building games, we're going to keep creating games, and then it never ends. There's always going to be something more. It's not like you're ever going to go back and go, man, we've done this 1,000 times, because they just go, here's some new stuff for you.
Yeah, even on the other side of the curtain, the game that they're working on the other side of the curtain, the other side of the
room that we were in.
Yeah, that game is insane. There's air.
Yeah,
and fans.
Yes.
And it's, oh man,
it's
that's going to be...
4D? What? Yeah.
Flip Switch VR. Again, $25,
dude,
to get to play in the future for an hour with your friends. Oh, man. Okay. All right. I've got some awards for us. Flip Switch VR at the Crossroads is what we're talking about. Best accuracy. Who had the best accuracy?
I believe that was me. I had a 1.50% accuracy. I was just doing straight headshots for everyone. So you definitely want me on your apocalypse team because I can kill the most with the least amount of bullets.
That's true, actually.
That was the opposite strategy for me.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that stage.
Lining them up.
Who had the most kills?
That was me.
Dustin.
Whatever.
Oh, you guys were pretty close, though.
The first, when we did the story mode, Chris beat me, actually, by 2 kills. So it was a close one. And then when we got into the next round, it was a done deal.
Well, I was always behind you guys trying to give you backup, and you guys were leading ahead, so I was protecting you. That's why you may have more kills than me, Dustin.
Who wasted the most bullets?
Stacy.
Really?
Didn't
I thought
she?
No, I thought that was me.
Was it you?
It may have been. Yeah.
It was me. Okay. It was me. I was just like, who screamed the most?
Stacy.
That's for sure.
But I will say that made it feel much more realistic.
They were so close.
You know what would be really cool if while we're like doing this and shooting people, if they would take like little bits of like the pirate ship, but like gummy bears or some water as like the blood and
spaghetti.
Guts of the zombies.
Hey, they could get to
grapes.
That point. They could get to that point. They were talking about
so amazing
about other ways that they're going to make it even more real as they develop more games.
Real guns.
Yes. Could have played alone and won award.
Hey,
probably me.
Probably one of them.
Yeah,
one of them.
Who won the leadership award?
Oh, God.
Jordan with her perfect
you had to tell us
coaching.
Which corners to get and be like, hey, let's all work on a team and let's pick a side.
That's right. You need a leader in that.
Absolutely. Otherwise, literally, y'all just shooting at the same things and then you turn around and there's one that sneaked up on you that eats you.
Yep. And I'd be like, Stacy, look out behind your back.
I had your back a couple times.
You sure did, girl. Thank you. Who sweat the most?
Oh, my God.
Because
all
you're running.
Us?
You're running around, BuzzFam. You are running.
That the end of that first game, I took the thing off and I was dripping.
Same.
Dripping.
And those poor guys, and they're like, everybody sweats when they play this. You're literally running. Ooh. It's physical. You're getting your exercise too with this. It's so cool. Who pulled the most levers?
Oh my God.
Sorry, it's because I couldn't do anything else really well. Fine. Who almost peed their pants?
You.
Sacky
like,
Moody.
Legitimately almost peed my pants. I had to take a minute.
Which one of the four of us didn't fully understand the concept of VR?
Jordan. They showed us a video of us playing afterward. They were nice enough to take a video of us playing, and all you see is Jordan using her hand that has no controller or anything in it, pointing. She's like, guys, come over here. None of us can see that.
The hand that she was using is not even showing up in the game.
Right. Well, whatever. One day. Flip Switch VR at the Crossroads. We did it last night, and it was incredible. Who stole everyone's zombies?
This dick Dustin. Over here.
Yeah, Dustin was just shooting at everybody. Was
saying bad. Your corner.
I was the most fun part, like the best part of the entire thing, is waiting for a zombie to get really close to you so you can get him in the head, and it explodes, and it gets you. This dick, every time I would wait for one, I'm like, all right, perfect. And it's like, bow!
Stacey, you don't think that's a little messed up?
No.
Like, you and Chris were both so creepy because you wanted these things to crawl, like, right up to your face and shoot at them. And Dustin and I were just like, no, these things are good, far away.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
So the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago, November 12th, 1919. Sometimes the newspaper has satire and it looks like actual stories just to kind of break up the fact that stuff sucks. It's 1919. Stuff sucks. There's no internet. Taylor Swift hasn't been born yet.
Oh my God.
So I can't tell if this story about Swope Park is real or if it's satire.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Maybe you can kind of figure it out because I don't know. I believe anything can happen in Kansas City, and this could have happened. But we'll get to that when we hit the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago today. Dustin, kick it off with the music.
With the music history, on this day in 2016, Kate McKinnon sings Hallelujah in character as Hillary Clinton to open for Saturday Night Live.
Hallelujah. I'm not giving up, and neither should you. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Yeah, you feel like a dick for laughing at that?
No.
Would you vote for Trump?
No.
That's why she did that.
God, no.
All right, then.
All right, on this day in 1999, Dogma premieres featuring Alanis Morissette as God.
Oh, such a good movie.
On this day in 1964, David Bowie, then known as David Jones, appears on the BBC program Tonight as leader of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men. And Chris, he did us a little favor. He did a report with David Jones.
He went back to the future again?
Back in time, yep.
Okay.
A 17-year-old and his friend, David Jones, have just founded the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men. Now, exactly who's being cruel to you?
Well, I think we're all fairly tolerant, but for the last 2 years we've had comments like, darling, and can I carry a handbag thrown at us? I think it's just had to stop now.
Does it surprise you to get these comments? Because you do have rather long hair.
We have, yes. Yeah, it's not too bad, really. No, I like it, and I think we all like long hair. And we don't see why other people should persecute us because of this.
Oh my God, Chris, that's amazing.
You're welcome. It's so much fun to go back in time to interview these people.
On this day, in 1955, Tennessee Ernie Ford's 16 Tons enters the charts.
Okay, this is such a relatable song.
Right?
I pulled the clip and I sent it to you. Yes, because you work hard. Play it. Just play it.
You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
See, hard work. Oh, God, you're just like, you're
loading
waking
16
up.
Times.
No. You're waking up and you're going to work and it's just like for the man. And then you go home and you sleep and you do it again for the rest of your life until you die. And that is what work is like.
Jordan, you are here for like 4 or 5 hours tops. This dude is loading 16 tons a day, like manual labor.
Radio is hard. You got to think. Anyway, move on.
All right, moving on to regular history. On this day in 2018, former U.S. Lady Michelle Obama publishes her memoir, Becoming. On this day in 2013, the New World Trade Center was the tallest, was named the tallest building in the United States.
The announcement that we made today was on behalf of the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat. We came to the conclusion or the decision that the One World Trade Center in New York is 1,776 feet tall. Makes the World Trade Center the tallest building in the United States. And it just surpassed the Willis Tower.
Hey, I'll tell you what. During VR last night, when you went up in that elevator, you felt like you were 1,776 feet in the air. Seriously.
Yeah. You know what is the second tallest building in the United States?
What?
What? Stop it.
My, you know
stop
what?
It.
Okay. Oh, my
stop
God.
Stop it. Buzz Fam, she pointed in the direction that, yeah.
Of my dresser drawer.
On this day in 2002, Stan Lee filed a lawsuit against Marvel that claimed they cheated him out of millions of dollars in profits related to the 2002 movie Spider-Man.
So, Stan Lee actually won that lawsuit along with $10 million.
Woo!
But with that lawsuit, it shed light on Hollywood's accounting processes and forced them to be a little less crappy to their people. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're still crappy.
Yeah.
But just a little less, thanks to Stan Lee.
Wow. Thanks, Stan Lee.
Thank you. On this day in 1998, Vice President of the United States Al Gore symbolically signs the Kyoto Protocol.
The United States remains firmly committed to a strong, binding target that will reduce our own emissions by nearly 30% from what they would otherwise be. A commitment as strong or stronger than any we have heard here from any country.
Man, that was how long ago and we still aren't doing much about the whole missions? All right. On this day in 1992, British TV comedy Absolutely Fabulous first appears on the BBC.
Yes, that is. Have you ever seen that show, Stacey?
I've never heard of it.
Oh my God, it's two drunk British ladies. It's like the drunk British version of the Golden Girls. Always drunk. Have you watched it, Chris?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Ab Fab. Check it out.
Ooh.
On this day in 1990, Tim Berners-Lee publishes a formal proposal for the World Wide Web. On this day in 1987, the American Medical Association issued a statement that said it was, quote, unethical for a doctor to refuse to treat someone solely because that person has AIDS or was HIV positive. Ugh. On this day in 1966, Buzz Aldrin takes the first space selfie.
The first actual known selfie in the world was taken in 1893 in Philadelphia by a fella named Robert Cornelius.
1839.
Who was a chemist and a photography enthusiast. If you want to Google that, it's actually a pretty sweet selfie.
The first. 1839.
On this day in 1955,
yes,
Marty McFly goes back to get the almanac from Biff.
Yes, and you're going down because later today, 8:30, we're having the debate about Back to the Future 2. Because you think that they didn't predict enough things in 2015 that would happen in 2015. And I think that they did, and you're going down. 8:30.
Okay. On this day, thank you for interrupting. Thank you. On this day in 1954, Ellis Island, the immigration station in the New York Harbor, closed.
Yep, that was opened in 1892 as an immigration station. It's estimated that 40% of the U.S. population today had some relative immigrate through there.
Yeah.
Huh. On this day in 1940, Walt Disney released Fantasia.
That movie's just drugs.
Oh,
yeah, it is. Just constant. On this day in 1933, first known photo of so-called Loch Ness Monster is taken by Hugh Gray.
I have a friend named Vanessa, and we call her Nessie, like Loch Nessie.
What does that have to do with the first known photo of the so-called Loch Ness Monster?
It fits! Nessie!
Does it though?
Nessie, that's the short name for the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie. Vanessa, any Vanessa you have
on
friends
this
with
day
can
in,
be called Nessie.
On this day in 1892, William Heffelfinger becomes the first football player that is paid.
He was paid $500 in his time. You know how much that is today?
I don't.
14,000.
That's about what they make.
That's
pretty good. You're doing pretty good.
On this day in 1859, the first flying trapeze act was performed by Jules Leotard in Paris. He was also the designer of the garment that is named after him.
Yeah. Google it. The leotard. What you're wearing underneath that whole entire outfit.
Underneath? Stace. All I wear.
Okay.
And Jordan, I have no local history, so you want to take it away with the KC Star?
Yes. First thing to let you know about that happened 100 years ago today in Kansas City, November 12th, 1919, will drop to 10 tonight. Tonight will be colder than last night, and the mercury will probably sink to 10 degrees. Oh, my God. 100 years ago, it was the same temperature that it is
right now. Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Right. Except for they didn't have heat the way we have heat. So sucks. Really sucks. This is the story that I don't know if it's satire or not. Because we know last week, 100 years ago, Kansas City Star was talking about Swope Park having ponies.
Yeah.
And they got rid of the ponies.
Yeah, and the little boy was super upset because his favorite pony got sold.
Yes. So, I don't know what was going on with Swope Park back then. I don't know what kind of animals were there, but tell me if you think that this is real or not. Swope Park alligators to move. Did you think that we had alligators back then?
No.
Oh, then this is satire and I feel stupid.
Wait, we didn't have alligators back then?
At Swope Park?
Like in existence?
In Swope Park?
I think we did.
In Swope Park?
Why couldn't we have of?
I don't know. I Googled. I tried to find any information about Swope Park. I couldn't find the ponies and I couldn't find the alligators. But it says, Swope Park, you should not fail to be at Swope Park Zoo at 10:30 tomorrow to see the alligators transported to their winter quarters. A squad of men equipped with block and tackle and 10-foot poles will handle the delicate situation. It's written like a little too perfectly.
Mm. No.
You know we had Hemingway on this staff, right?
But now that I'm reading...
Yes.
Now that I'm reading that, I can see that. It's getting cold enough to where we did have alligators that need to be moved. I'll buy that. No?
There's no way we had alligators at Swope Park. Like... Wouldn't the alligators eat everything? How could there be ponies and alligators?
Aren't there alligators at the zoo?
Yeah, they're at the zoo. They're in their own little place.
Well, maybe they were in their own little place.
There's alligators in Florida, and there's other animals in Florida.
Fine. We just need to go back in time, use that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, technology? Absolutely. I've got some plutonium, and I've got the DeLorean in my garage.
Okay, so back in the day, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, a milkman is in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The president of the Meyer Sanitary Milk Company... forfeited his $100 bond for failing to appear in court facing a charge of violating the Kansas Side Milk Ordinance. Myers was arrested on November 3rd. The principal charge against him is failure to sterilize milk bottles.
Ew.
The Supreme Court, actually, this guy got in a lot of trouble back in the day in Kansas City history. Supreme Court heard a case about his milk quality in 1915, but the milk company went on and on and on and on and on, and you can actually get vintage milk bottles from the Meyer Sanitary Milk Company on eBay.
Gross.
From Kansas City. Well, I mean, they're...
Dysentery,
hopefully,
too.
Yeah, right? Hopefully they're cleaned out. And the last story. Remember how yesterday was Veterans Day? And we were talking about how 100 years ago, there were two giant parties, one in Kansas and one in Missouri.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there was a dance last night, 100 years ago, for Armistice Day. And it says, quote, last night was a busy one for pickpockets.
Yes.
The attempts to stage a dance on Petticoat Lane and the resulting crush of people, so a lot of people showed up, gave them a great opportunity to, quote, get rich quick. The results, the following articles were found in the alleys of Petticoat Lane between Main and Walnut Street. 11 pocketbooks.
Oof.
2 bill cases, and 2 chains for pocket watches.
Oh, my God.
With the exception of a couple pictures, the pocketbooks were empty. Very empty.
Aww.
So some pickpockets were making some money off of the party happening on Petticoat Lane for Armistice Day 100 years ago last night.
Bummer.
When they say a swarm of people, do they mean like 30 of them?
Who knows? I mean, it was a big deal. No.
There was, because Miss B said one of the things she loved best about back then was... way less people.
Miss B, the old lady that you drive around.
Yes.
Was not alive in 1919, was she?
She was 6 years away from that, which isn't that far away.
It was Armistice Day. It was the first one. So, all right. We've got the unofficial holidays. Only 2 today.
Yeah.
Stace.
But good ones, though. Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. You guys remember those books?
Damn right.
And Happy Hour Day. Let's all get drunk.
Why are you looking at us like that?
Because I'm about to get drunk.
Jordan. and Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, thanks to their big announcement that they are back, My Chemical Romance, the Black Parade has re-entered the Billboard charts for the first time in a very long time. It came out in 2006. Ask me where it is on the Billboard charts.
Hey, where's it at on the Billboard charts?
Right, I would tell you, but now Billboard has that thing where if you click onto the charts, you have to pay to be able to see them, so
oh
I don't care.
God.
I don't care. Every website. Every
so
website
stupid.
Now is just
every
like...
Every news website.
Yeah, you want to see this article, you got to pay us.
Ugh.
All right.
Get out.
This makes me very upset. Very upset. Like, I'm shaking a little bit because when I was a kid in Maine... We would walk a mile in the snow, uphill, and the ice just to wait for the bus that hopefully didn't come 15 minutes early, right? You wouldn't know. We don't live where you could see the bus. Well, now there's an app for that. It's called Safe Stop, and it will let parents and students of the Kansas City Public School District know where the bus is, know if it's come already. You can keep an eye on where your
kids
are.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. I think so, anyway.
Are you not a fan?
No. I had to walk 15 miles in the snow,
oh my God. Okay.
Uphill, and the ice,
both
every
directions.
Day,
okay,
and then
boomer.
Walk back.
Oh!
He's right with that. Damn.
Yeah.
Whatever. Harder in our day. That's why we're a tougher generation than you.
Mm, okay.
Fancy pantses with your iPhones. Oh, God! Where's this coming from? All right. In Japan, several big companies are in trouble for banning eyewear for women. Because they think it gives a, quote, cold impression.
What?
Mm-hmm. This is being debated on social media right now. Japan has, quote, common requirements for women's work appearances. Like makeup and high heels are mandatory. Could you imagine coming
Whoa.
Here every day, Stacey Moody, in makeup and high heels? And no glasses.
So you have to wear makeup, wear heels, get dressed up, but also be blind.
Yeah, or get LASIK.
And do your job appropriately.
Get LASIK
like
or wear contacts.
Like, it's that hard, Dustin. Come on.
I guess.
Wait, this job? Hey!
No, to do your work blind.
Anyway, Stacey, I just, could you imagine us in high heels?
No, I can't even imagine the makeup part.
Did you know that my hidden talent is I can walk in high heels?
That's a hidden talent for you?
Yeah, look at me.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, Jordan. All I got is Chiefs, Chiefs, and more Chiefs.
I love that.
So we won't play until November 18th, which is a Monday night game. So this weekend, I just want to get this out of the way now. Since I won't be here, don't do anything this week. Don't worry about Chiefs this weekend, you know?
It's our bye week.
Enjoy your weekend. Not really. We play Monday. First Chargers.
We just don't play Sunday. We play the next day.
Oh, okay.
Monday night.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Shoot.
So, also, Tyreek Hill, good buddy, right? Most reception yards through first four seasons as a Chief in history. Okay, Mecole Hardman is just the second rookie ever
yes!
to have five touchdown passes through his first 10 career games.
Love you, Mecole Hardman.
So both of them doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sadly, here's a play from Sunday that we won't ever get to hear again.
Tannehill in trouble. Thrown down. Ogbar, we had just mentioned, was a big acquisition, and he now has... another sack to his total on the season. 5.5.
All right, wait, maybe not never get to hear it again, but definitely not this season.
Did
so.
They shoot Colquitt for missing that ball?
No.
Okay.
But Emmanuel Ogba, the guy you just heard, will undergo season-ending surgery this week for a torn pec muscle, and he will not play for the rest of the season, and he's a free agent, so there's a possibility we might miss him. And he leads our team in sacks this season. So once again,
you know
another
what?
Good player is down with an injury.
Do you know what?
What?
That totally sacks.
Oh, my God!
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm a little sad.
Isn't that on just you on a daily basis?
Is it always just there?
Why are you sad, Jordan?
My cousin left.
Oh.
Cousin Michelle.
Cousin Michelle.
She's been here for 4 days. How close do you live? You live with your family, Dustin.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Stace?
My mom's about half an hour down the street.
Since I've been 18 years old, I've never lived within 1,000 miles of anyone that I was related to until my cousin moved to, like, Ventura County. And then she was about 40 miles away. And it was like, oh, my God, this is what it's like to have family.
Aww.
When I moved from L.A. to here, my cousin came over and she helped me pack all my stuff. And I was like, whoa, I don't have to do this alone?
Aww.
That's so amazing. And so, you know, I'm sure it's kind of a pain in the butt to live near family, but it's also really nice.
It can be, for sure.
What are some of the nice times? Like, if you have any problems, mom's 30 minutes
away. There's always a shoulder to... lean on. There's always someone to talk to, you know, and they get it because you grew up with them in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've experienced all the stories.
Right.
So they get it. They know what you've gone through. It's not like trying to explain, you know, how this affects you because this happened so many years ago. People are like, I wasn't there. I don't get it.
That makes total sense. That's what it's like when I go home because people know my history. Remember when you were obsessed with this and obsessed with this? And I'm like, I haven't even thought of that.
Right.
But you've known me growing up, which is crazy. But yeah, so, you know, being a lonely cat lady, it was just nice to have another human in my apartment to talk to. You know, somebody that talked back. Didn't really talk back, but like talked back. So
responded.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
We'll use responded. So I was sad when I dropped her off at the airport, but I hadn't. I was like, am I going to cry? Am I going to cry? I don't know. Am I going to cry? So I didn't on the entire drive back because I was listening to Limp Bizkit.
As you do.
It's funny about that.
It's Limp Bizkit. That's what's funny about that.
Did you listen to $3 Bill or just as a smattering?
All. Greatest hits.
Shuffle.
So Got many it. Greatest hits.
I mean, all of them.
Limp Bizkit. You know.
What are you saying? Limp a biscuit?
Limp Bizkit. I'm saying it correctly.
Are you emphasizing the Z?
Yes.
Bizkit?
Yes. Limp Bizkit.
Put some respect on it, Stacey.
Yes. It's Limp Bizkit.
Okay,
it's Fred Durst.
Oh, wow.
It's Wes Borland. I know all of them.
Buckethead?
What?
One Buckethead and Limp Bizkit?
No. Where do you get your information?
I don't know.
Anyway, so yeah, whole drive back from the airport. I was good because I was listening to Limp Bizkit and I knew that we were all going to meet up and go to Flip Switch VR in a little bit. And then I get upstairs into my apartment, open the door, and Blanche is standing there. And I go, she's gone.
Oh.
And then I had to pee. So I went to the bathroom and that is when I started crying.
You cried on the toilet?
On the toilet.
It's the worst cry.
It was so sad. I was peeing and crying.
Were you peeing tears into the toilet?
Yeah, there was more tears up there than anything. Crying on the toilet. Because my cousin left.
Yeah, but it's family.
It's so sad, yeah.
Really?
I mean, you're really close to your cousin.
I can promise you, in December, when we go back to Louisiana for my girlfriend's family for Christmas, the second we get dropped off at the airport, it's just going to be waterworks the entire time.
It's family. I cry every time my brother leaves, or that I leave him.
I definitely don't cry when I leave my brother. That son of a bitch.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
This is the game of TMI, and BuzzFam, you can play along as well. If you answer, if you have an answer, fun answer, funny answer for our cards of Never Have I Ever, just text it in to 96500. This is not just us four playing here. We'd love to hear your crazy stories, too. Never Have I Ever. You guys ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. I'll go first?
Sure.
Okay. Never have I ever had more than a one-night stand in a week.
What?
More than one one-night stand?
Yeah, more than one one-night stand. Sorry. This is so far removed from my... All right. Nobody has. Wow. I did have a friend, though, that was like, oh, my God, I've been with 9 different guys this week. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, girl, there's 7 days in a week. She goes, you heard me.
Oh.
All right, girl.
You get it.
She was depressed. It wasn't.
I'd like to hear that story.
Mm. You want her phone number?
No.
Okay. I do.
You would. Chris, let's do.
Never have I ever found myself in a relationship that just kind of happened.
We all have? All four of us?
Yeah.
Mine was in high school. All of a sudden, this girl and I hung out all the time. And all of a sudden, it was just like, hey, aren't you guys together? I was like, no. And then they asked her and she's like, yeah. And I just went with that because same for you, Stacey.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you just hang out with them so much that people assume you're together.
And then you're like, yeah, maybe.
Might
okay,
as well.
Cool,
sure, that
it.
Works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's with my cat.
Oh, so sweet.
It just happened. That's it. I feel so bad. I look at him and I'm like, dude, 11 years. We've been together 11 years. He's like, get me out of here.
Never have I ever had my parents pay for something even though I'm an adult.
Oh, please.
Yes. All of us have, right? Yes. Yes, car insurance was my one for a really long time.
Car insurance, my phone. Mm. I still live with them, so kind of rent.
Okay.
Food, basically everything.
Oh,
I pay for my car. That's about it.
Oh, that's nice. Never have I ever cried in the work bathroom.
Ugh.
I mean.
Every day.
Come on now.
Crit. The two guys on the show, of course, have not cried in the work bathroom.
Oh, my God. That's how you make it through your day.
It is. That's how I start my day.
God.
Every day from 5 to 5:15 in the shower and a good cry.
Yeah.
And as long as you use the bathroom in Laszlo's office, I definitely have, because I've cried in his office before.
You use the bathroom in Laszlo's office?
Yes. What's wrong with that? It's also a place.
You've not been to Laszlo's office?
Let's see. Okay. Never have I ever blocked someone and they got a hold of me somewhere weird. Yes, absolutely. I blocked someone from everything that I thought LinkedIn.
Yeah.
LinkedIn.
You gotta watch out for that
one. Professional one.
Yeah, LinkedIn.
I had someone call the main line of my work and get a hold of me that way.
No way.
Yeah.
See, I had someone super like me on Tinder.
Oh, God.
With their friend's account.
Oh.
Because I blocked them on everything, including Tinder.
Damn.
They super liked me with their friend's account.
Never have I ever found a surprising place that has no phone signal.
Yes. Westport.
Dude, the Sprint Center if you don't have Sprint.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Westport. Mm. All of Westport.
I don't know. Who do you have?
AT&T?
I have T-Mobile.
Yeah. No, Westport. I go to Westport. It's like, I don't know, the 1800s.
I mean, kind of. Never have...
Is it my turn? It's turn. Dustin's turn, Stacey. Back
Daddy,
off.
Never have I ever had friends with benefits sex.
What? Duh.
Oh.
What?
Chris and I are the
what?
Pure...
High five, Stacey!
Chris Woo! And I are the pure ones.
B.S. Chris, maybe. Never have I ever had a celebrity /respond to a tweet.
Oh, yes! Woo! Yes, we all have. We all have. Go, Chris.
I had Creed Bratton from The Office respond to my tweet.
Wow.
I won stuff from the Nitro Circus guys. You guys probably don't know who they are, but they're super cool.
Deer Hunter and Retta from Parks and Rec.
Really?
Yeah, no joke.
Oh, what was it?
It was amazing. I have something about Treat Yourself Day.
Oh.
I know.
I had the so there's a scene in Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. Where this character that was my favorite gets really sick and dies. Hmm. And so I tweeted that I had the flu so bad, I felt like Lavinia Swire on her last episode of Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
And then she liked it.
Oh.
The actress that played Lavinia Swire. I was like, yes. Anyway, never have I ever accidentally drunk a drink with trash or a cigarette in it.
Somebody handed
me that at a Halloween party in Seattle. I hate you, whoever you are.
At Buzzard Beach. Real
sick.
Drunk, didn't pay attention.
Yeah, it is literally the worst thing ever. You can't even think about
it. Chris, how have you never done that?
I'm very careful what I put into my body. I know it's surprising, but when it goes into my mouth, I make sure it's clean and...
What's that like?
No, it's not. You have taken...
the cheese?
No, chicken wings, just like from the break room.
That's food, though.
That's food, but still, it's just been like sitting there.
Basement
you don't know
cheese.
Who touched
basement
it?
Cheese. All that Adderall he took that one day.
Yeah,
he's very cautious about what he puts into his body.
I don't know what that's like.
For real. Can I eat around the mold? Okay.
Never have I ever.
Butts family playing along with us. If you want to text your answer to Never Have I Ever, your little story for Never Have I Ever, 296500. Dustin, you got the text line.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about just places where you don't get service, but this one sticks out. The Sprint campus, even if you have Sprint, and then someone else talking about your Buzzard Beach experience, they said Buzzard Beach adds cigarettes to its drinks as a garnish.
That's about right. Yeah, that's about right.
Wow.
And the little ash on top of the head on the beer, definitely.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Chris, is it your turn? I think it is.
It might be. I'm just going to go.
Yeah. Just go.
Never have I ever moved in with someone I'm dating.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan,
have they always moved in with you?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
I was like, don't act like you've not moved in.
Yeah, shut up. What are you trying to say?
You know exactly what I'm trying to say.
Dustin and I have not. Mine is a technicality. Dustin's is because he's 12. Chris and Stacey, any fun stories?
I was going to say, I was living with Alex, and then I started dating her.
What?
So it's kind of the opposite.
Is that Three's Company situation?
Yeah, you boinked your roommate?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whoa.
Never have I ever, gone somewhere in sweatpants. Is that a jab at me?
Yep. No. Chris
what?
And I, no, you're not going to see.
You don't leave the house in sweatpants.
No, thank you. Not even if you're going to Walmart. Don't care.
Nope.
Here's the thing. I don't have a partner, so I have to look my best at all times.
The second me and AZ made it official, I gave up.
You put sweatpants on?
I put sweatpants and haven't looked back since.
Sounds about right.
I live by 1935 rules.
Correct.
Suit at all times.
Yes. Top hat.
Yep.
But flip-flops.
I need my relief.
Ugh. Ew. All right. Never have I ever thought a celebrity was dead, but they were alive.
Yes.
I thought Cher had died.
What?
No.
You thought Cher died?
I thought Cher died.
Isn't she coming to the Spring
Center? She's coming to Kansas City in the spring.
Have you seen the photoshopped photo of her face? Like, she's like 80. It's the front of her face and then it's the side of her face. And you're like, come on, this is so photoshopped.
Dude.
So her face is just pure white right
now.
Yes! Well, she's had, what, $8 million worth of surgery done to that thing?
Yeah, she's the only person that's had a facelift that doesn't look like a cat person. I swear, that's the worst. Like, they have not perfected that yet.
Oh, talking about that, check up Wayne Newton recently.
Mm.
Holy moly, he had some facelifting done. Unrecognizable. He looks like a cat man.
George Jones.
You can't do that. That's why you can't get a facelift.
George Jones, dude, have you seen the...
I thought he was dead.
That guy looks like... Really?
Mm. Never have I ever had the best Uber experience ever. Nope. Nope.
No.
Nope. Nope.
What?
All right.
No, no.
I'm getting guys that are telling me the length of their sons, you know what.
Oh, yeah. Oh, their sons?
Sons. And then his, of course, because that's how you need to do that.
Ew.
So Dustin and I have not. I'm still waiting for that coveted positive Uber experience.
I pay extra to try and get it, and it's not happening.
Same. So Chris and Stacy have had.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. Oh. I didn't mean to.
All right, Chris is the only one.
Oh, well, I was actually a driver at this point, and on Halloween, my first night, someone gave me $300 to be their personal driver for the night.
Whoa.
I took him up on the offer.
Cash.
Wow.
$3.
That's pretty positive. Notice that nobody has a positive riding story.
I did have a guy over the weekend who had heated seats. That was nice.
I had a guy do a psychic reading.
Oh, my God.
While I was in the back of the car, but he missed my road twice. It's like, can you stop trying to tell me my future and just pay attention to the road?
Clearly not psychic.
Never have I ever been to a state not worth visiting again.
Stacy just knows that state. No, I have not. Dustin has not.
I can always find something.
Chris and Stacy have. I'm not surprised. Stacy, you threw your card up so fast. What state comes to mind?
Basically Kansas.
Oh,
I never want to go to
You're in Kansas right now for work.
But like further in, there's nothing here.
You're talking about like when you road trips to Colorado, you had to drive.
Dude.
To, yes.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But that's not. Yeah.
No. Kansas can.
Okay. All right. Well, as we are there and people are driving in there, that's Stacy Moody, everybody. StacyMoody@hotmail.com. Is her email address?
I have never found a reason to return to Indiana.
I've never been to Indiana, so that might be the problem.
Yeah, that could be it.
Never have I ever found a movie I can quote word for word.
Absolutely. Please. All four of us have. A League of Their Own.
Titanic.
Any of the Rocky movies.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And not another team movie.
Again, Stacy Moody, everyone. That is StacyMoody@hotmail.com.
Never have I ever fell for a scam. Mm.
Yes. Oh, yes. Wait. Yes, I have. All right. So Chris, Stacy, and I have fallen for scams. Dustin has not.
Advocare.
What's that?
Exactly.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
Every Tuesday, we hop on the TMI train and play Never Have I Ever. And you can also play, too, telling us your crazy stories from the Never Have I Ever cards that we pull. Dustin, you're monitoring the text line. What's going on?
So, Stacy made the comment that Kansas is a state she would never go and visit again.
Mm-hmm.
Someone agreed with you.
Thank you.
Another person said she's dead to me.
Yeah.
So,
she's been dead to us for a long time. She's been dead for a long time.
I'm dead to myself. So.
Yes. Completely.
And then another person said, my boyfriend and I usually get good Uber rides. My boyfriend can be friends with anyone. And see, I feel like I'm that person. I feel like I can be friends with anyone. But sometimes I just don't want to be friends. I think that's the problem with Uber. I don't want to be your friend. I just want to get home because I'm real drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, when the thing says great at conversation, I'm just like,
No.
I will give you $5 and $20 to not say one word to me.
Oh, yes. They're always when you're crying in the back of an Uber. That's when they want to talk. It's so annoying. It's like, oh.
So how was your night? It was good.
Try to hide back tears. Oh, every day for me, every day. All right, back to Never Have I Ever. New cards. I've got one that says, Never Have I Ever Been Let Down by a Band's Live Performance. I have. Chris has. Stacey has. Doesn't look like Dustin has. Stacey?
Several times, but the one that comes to mind is Sir Sly.
Oh, damn.
Why at Boulevardia last year.
They just didn't care?
No, it was just really cringy.
Mm.
Mm.
Justin Timberlake.
Ooh.
Really?
You want to fight?
Let's go.
He's been doing it for a long time. He's phoning
he's
it in.
He's just like, look, I'm here and I'm in front of you. That's enough.
Mine is, right, exactly. There are some artists that are like
you're
that.
Welcome.
Yeah.
That's basically what he was like.
Oh.
Mine was Casey Musgrave's show in September at Starlight.
Oh my God, you looked so forward to that.
For a year and a half, I looked forward to it, but she just phoned it in.
That's a bummer.
You know, like when you don't play with the audience at all, when you're just waiting to get to the end of a song.
Oh, yep, yeah. I go back. Shawn Mendes, too.
Portugal the Man.
Really?
Sadly.
Oh,
yep.
Totally.
Yep, at Buzz Beach Bowl last year, the year before. They were the very headliner. They were the last show of the night. So you sit around waiting, and then they didn't interact with the audience at all. They just kind of came out, played their set, and left.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
You might be having issues with the band and stuff like that, but all these people paid all this money for you to hop around and play your damn songs.
Right.
Suck it up, babies. You're in a band. You're not doing construction. Just jump around and have people oogle you. Go ahead. Continue.
Never have I ever fought with the landlord.
Oh, my God.
Yes. All four of us have. You fought with your mommy?
Yep.
Dustin.
Sure did. Awesome.
I had mice and black mold, and he still didn't fix it. I just moved out.
I have had a restraining order.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
You?
Against me. The mother effer wouldn't fix some stuff. And so I got legal with his ass, and then he got legal with my ass. And it was bad. It was bad. He had my phone number blocked and stuff.
What a dick.
Well, it was like 3 a.m. that I didn't realize it, and all of us were partying quite loudly. And all of a sudden we hear a on the door.
Yeah.
So we go to the bedrooms and like pretend we're sleeping. For 10 minutes, he's knocking on the door. Finally, one of us goes to the door, open the door, and he comes in. You guys, it's 3 in the morning. There's people that are trying to sleep.
Yeah.
You need to stop this party right now.
Yes, like, you do. You do.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure you signed something in your lease that said your party would be done at 10 p.m. during the quiet hours. Maybe 11 during the weekend, but not 3 a.m., bitch. No.
Well, then maybe he should have said, hey, maybe you guys can stop party instead of telling us to stop the party like that.
No. No,
it's 3 a.m.
That's the level that I get at when people are making noise.
11 o'clock is this, like, hey, guys, maybe stop. No, 3 a.m.
I thought it was 10 p.m.
Yeah, right.
All right. Never have I, man, Jordan make a killer landlord.
I would live in the best place. No one would have any complaints because it would be so quiet and it would be so nice.
Never have I ever dated someone way better looking than me.
Well, now I feel bad holding the card up. All right. Whoa, Chris, you're married to your wife.
Hold on. Which one puts her in a better
Chris,
light?
Chris, you...
She's more attractive than I am, is what I'm trying to say.
So, no.
Chris has
yes.
So much
yes,
yes,
you
yes,
have,
yes,
dated,
you have
someone.
Dated someone. Your poor damn wife.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, the big news in the country right now is Los Angeles again. This just will not be on fire. Warner Brothers, the studio in Burbank, was evacuated due to the fires. I've lived near those things. It's pretty scary. Still a few canyons away from the Hollywood sign, but here's someone, a local person, talking about the fires.
This all started early Saturday afternoon, slowly burning at least 3 acres of land. Officials aren't exactly sure what started the fire, but it does add to the growing list of wildfires happening in the state right now.
Dude, so 2 years ago when I was there, I lived in the hills and there were fires all over the place and you had to put what you could carry into like a bag. You had a bag just waiting there. I had my bag of my most important stuff from my house and then my cat carrier and that was it. And you would have to grab that and run.
Gotta have a go bag. I mean, that's just such a sad way to live.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to do it there.
Well, if people could stop setting fires, that would be real nice. We'll get there. All right, a doctor in Virginia, an OBGYN, is being sued for giving a woman a hysterectomy without her knowledge. or consent.
Oh, man.
This woman saw a fertility specialist who told her that her tubes were tied, and then she traced all of her surgeries back to find out who the OBGYN was that did it. She can't have kids now. And she's very upset about
horrible.
That. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you do that to someone without their knowledge?
You're not supposed to. It's illegal.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good without kids, but I heard that the minute that they give you a hysterectomy, you grow a beard.
Oh, no. Okay, so imagine your worst.
No.
But
no.
Way worse.
No, I know. That's why. That's why I go through those pains every month, even though I don't want kids. I can't be the bearded lady.
Right.
Because I would be the bearded lady.
Oh, for sure. You already kind of are.
Damn. A warm place in hell for the person who did this. Stole a trailer that was loaded with enough food for 70,000 veterans. And this is a local story. It happened outside of the offices of Friends in Service of Heroes. Here's the guy who was going to deliver the food talking about what happened.
12,100 bags and the trailer's gone, the food's gone. It's going to hurt. Whatever food was going to be left over, we were planning on taking it to Whiteman Air Force Base on the 23rd, where we're having one of our Heroes dares. Yeah, it'd be nice to have my trailer back, but, you know, it's the contents of what was in that trailer.
Besides the person
being... You know, that's what really hurts.
Besides the person being a total douche, they literally got 12,100 packages marked cheesy rice and vegetables. That's it.
Dicks!
That's it.
I hope they choke on them.
Man, come on.
That's it.
I really hope they choke.
Doesn't even have time to eat all that. Well, maybe if you're Stacey Moody.
That's a snack for me.
That's a snack. And BarkBox, you know what that is. It's a subscription service that you pay to have them deliver a new box full of toys for your dog every month, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the photo yet. But apparently, one of the toys that went out this month.
Oh, God.
The company says, quote, it's just two pigs stuffed into blankets. The internet says it looks like a fleshlight.
Oh, my God. So much. Yes, it does.
I refuse to look at this thing.
I'm not looking it up.
I know. I'm not looking it up either. But yeah, the internet is like, yeah, people have been doing TikToks talking about it.
Yeah.
All right, BarkBox. Wow. Sports?
Sports.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
So, since I will not be here tomorrow, sadly, and you guys are going to miss me so much, I won't be here to talk about the Chiefs, because we will also not be here the rest of the week after that.
That's right.
So, don't worry about the Chiefs this weekend. Relax, unless you really want to watch the NFL. There's plenty of games going on, but the Chiefs will play Monday against the Chargers at 7:15.
All right.
So, that's something to keep in mind. But, in other football news, there has not been an undefeated team since the 1972 Dolphins. And after last night's game, Seattle ruined that for the final remaining undefeated team.
San Francisco suffers their first loss. Russell Wilson put on that cape again. That was a masterpiece of a regular season game. An absolute masterpiece.
Guys, that game went into overtime. I had to stay up till like 11 o'clock watching that.
Ugh.
Exhausting. Exhausting.
First.
However, Russell Wilson is winning the MVP this season. I'm saying it now. He will win the MVP this season.
Against Mahomes?
Yes. Russell Wilson will win the MVP. Joe Burrow from the LSU Tigers will win the Heisman Trophy. Those are my two predictions. I'm saying them now, and I will bet money on all of that. I'll bet the house on that.
It's your mommy's house, dude.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Stacey and I, BuzzFam, go to the same therapist.
That we do.
She's great.
Yeah.
Got me through a lot of stuff. It's always good to just have, like, a therapist. To go once a week to talk about all the things that are going on in your life. And
it's nice to have someone to complain to that you don't feel bad complaining to.
Right. It doesn't have to be your friends.
Yeah.
I don't have to sit there and listen about, you know, getting broken up with and all these insecurities and stuff with my friends if they were to all go see a therapist.
I know, right?
And it's nice to have somebody that's not your friend giving you advice to, looking at a situation.
Right.
Yeah, with a point of view that isn't skewed in any way.
She has helped me through already, and I've only been seeing her like, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
She's helped me through some really big stuff already. She's awesome.
I think she's trying to break up with me.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I got a text last night.
Oh God. Through text?
Yeah.
Oh God. No.
This would be how it ends.
Oh no.
It says, hi, I need to move our Wednesday appointments to Friday at 5 p.m. or Saturday at 2 p.m.
Oof, wow.
That is the worst times.
Oh, my God.
Wednesday, from Wednesday at noon, which is a good time, middle of the week. You know, I'm in the middle of, you know, everything. The weekend is like the weekend. Leave me alone. Let me go party and give you stuff to talk about with me. when I go to see you on Wednesday. But now she wants, I mean, 5 p.m. on Friday or Saturday at 2 p.m.?
Friday would be good because then you have everything that's been piling up for the week that you could talk about. No?
No, no. You throw everything that's been piling up for a week in like some compartment in your brain and you let it go Friday when you leave work. And you don't come back to it until Monday. But
What? Can I tell you something?
What?
Tomorrow at noon.
Are you kidding me?
For
you,
the week?
You took my appointment. No, I have to. Oh,
Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
We're getting ready for this debate about the movie Back to the Future 2. It was an incredible movie written in 1989, and they had to predict what life would be like in the future, and the date that they predict is October 21st, 2015. I think they got more things right about 2015. Dustin thinks they got more things wrong.
Is your stance that they should have done a better job predicting the future? Like, you're mad because they didn't do a better job?
No. I just think that they missed... They suggested that a lot of these things would happen. When in all actuality, this movie came out when?
The second one was 89.
Okay, so 1989. So you thought it within 25 years we were going to have flying cars.
Oh, excuse them.
You watched the movie?
About 20. Yeah, I did. I watched it myself last night. Again, made notes. You're going down, dog. Yeah. Which I don't understand why you even have a problem with this movie. You don't think it's the greatest movie
it's
ever.
It's not that I have a problem. Like, yes, I don't have a vendetta against it. I just don't think it's this prolific film that you've made it out to be.
Are you serious? Marty McFly is you.
How?
You are Marty McFly because he is whipped. He is whipped the whole damn movie.
All right.
Whole damn movie. He's just like, we gotta get back to Jennifer. I can't believe we left her on the porch. And then Doc's like, shut up and get the almanac back from Biff. So many times in the movie does he do. He's 17 and he's like, yeah, Jennifer, we're gonna get married and stuff. You know, when he goes back to the future in the first one. And then this is, of course, the only reason he needs to go back to 1985.
Are you just...
Whoa, Doc, stuck here. I can't be stuck here. I got a life in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
She's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean, that says it all.
Yeah.
Are you just mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm not jealous. I'm just saying, like, the whole movie, the premise is like, can you just focus for a second on going back to the future and, I don't know, saving Clara or getting the book back?
We got to save our lady.
Your lady's sitting on a porch in 1985, and she's fine. And Doc reminds you of that like 20 times during the three movies. And you, Dustin, I mean Marty McFly, is just like, I can't believe we left Jennifer there. I mean, and then it's the whole point of he is 17 years old in the movie. Marty McFly is 17 years old in the movie, and all he cares about is marrying Jennifer and their life together.
Was this movie written about you?
Yeah.
All right.
Take a listen to this. This is the end of the third movie where they pull up upon Hildale, which is a place that in the future they live.
Hildale, this is where we live. I mean, this is where we're going to live. Someday.
17 years old.
So
17 years
okay,
old.
Okay, I Marty. Don't have a problem with being Marty. I don't have a problem with being whipped. I don't have a problem with how
Clearly.
He's convinced he's going to be married. You shut up. I've seen your Instagram. But also, I have a problem with how they decided 2015 was going to look and the things that were going to be readily available to the public, readily available to everyone.
I'm going to make you make a list of what it's going to be like in 25 years, and I can't wait to come back together and actually go over that list because you're going to be wrong. But I think that they got more things right about 2015 than they got wrong, and you're debating the other side.
Fine.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
All right, Dustin, you're going down. More things in the movie Back to the Future 2 that were predicted, that were correct, than there were wrong. So how this is going to work is we've got two impartial people, right? Y'all can be impartial?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Stacey and...
I hate both of you, so we're good.
That's true.
This isn't fair at all. They both love this movie.
I don't. Ugh. I mean, it's good. I'm like not obsessed with it.
The reason we're doing it today is because today is the anniversary of this.
November 12th, 1955. That was when?
November 12th, 1955. That was the date I went back. That was the date of the famous Hill Valley lightning storm.
You know your history. Very good. I'll never forget that Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Went back, got the almanac. Thank God. Was just so worried about Jennifer sleeping on that porch. Anyway, so Back to the Future 2. We're basically talking about the 30 minutes where they go into the future.
Yeah.
In Back to the Future 2, where they go to October 21st, 2015. I watched it. I didn't Google this. I watched it.
No, I watched it as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Let's start with the fact that Doc gets a blood change. He goes to some sort of spa and gets a blood change done.
Bloodletting was something that was done in the 1700s.
And how did that work out?
It killed our first president. Point for Dustin.
People are getting blood transfers now from the youth.
Point for Jordan.
Now or in 2015, though.
2015. Listen, 2015 was like 2 seconds ago.
It was not like 1980.
See, impartial people.
It's fine. Okay, I say point for me for that one. Yes,
point for Jordan.
Thank you. All right, Doc's outfit in the future. Google Doc's outfit in the future. He's got these big pants like the rappers wear. He's got the long shirt jacket.
But literally everyone else is not dressed at all like 2015.
Yes, Doc was.
Doc and Marty are the only two people dressed like 2015.
They had those stupid hats. That's the only thing.
The yellow thing?
Yeah, the yellow thing. I worked with guys in Los Angeles that wore outfits like that with a long like rapper shirt. The shirt that goes, that's very tight, but it goes all the way down.
But everyone else is dressed like a comic book hero. They've got like headgear on.
That's fine. I'm saying Doc.
And latex suits and everything else.
Maybe they weren't with the fashion and Doc was.
Weren't with the fashion. So the other 300 people in those scenes compared to the one person you're saying.
They were fine. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. How about the hologram movie displays?
Yes.
The Jaws thing that comes out and literally bites Marty.
Ryan.
Where is it? Oh, it's right here. Yeah!
And on top of that, there's a hologram billboard of the guy saying, hey, come have your car converted to a hover car today.
Those are two things that are real now. There are holograms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hologram Tupac.
Billboards? Hologram billboards.
Stop it. Hologram Tupac performed at Coachella. Point for me.
Have you been to Disneyland?
I've been to Disney World, yes.
Those are, all those rides are 3D and stuff.
They're not using holograms for billboards to display a product.
How many billboards between here and anywhere are there ones that change because they're digital?
That's not a hologram.
It doesn't matter. Same thing is going on.
Point for Jordan.
Thank you very much. Cool. How about the fact that taxi cabs still can't drive? Got that.
I'll give you that one.
What? Yeah. They still can't drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They drive awful.
Yeah. And then he has to use his fingerprint to pay.
Yes, which is real.
Only partially correct.
It's Apple Pay.
That's not your fingerprint. Listen.
It still matters.
You still have to put your fingerprint on the phone open it.
They use fingerprints for literally everything in that movie. They use a fingerprint when Jennifer is passed out on the side of the yard. The police come up and they use her fingerprint to identify her using a scanner. They don't use that now.
No. Time out. How do you turn a phone on using your fingerprint?
I understand that.
Right. So that technology exists. So point for me.
Point for Jordan.
Yes. How many points does he have?
None.
Yes. Keep going, Dustin.
You can't tell this is an unbiased crowd. The weather being predicted down to the second. Defend that one.
Okay, that's...
I can't. Point for Dustin.
That's definitely a point for Dustin.
All right, you know when Marty goes into the Cafe 80s and he orders a Pepsi?
Yes.
And then that weird thing comes up?
Uh-huh.
We had Pepsi throwback.
We didn't have the perfect Pepsi, which is what it was called.
No, it was not.
Yes, it is.
Nuh-uh.
It's called the perfect Pepsi. The bottle says perfect Pepsi on it.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't matter. Pepsi throwback. They didn't get the same name, but it's still the same stuff.
And in the same diner, there's people riding
bicycles. Have you not heard of those bars? Or
4 years ago? No, I didn't hear of these bars.
Oh, the trolley?
No. Yeah, the trolley where you're riding like that. But also, they have machines that make you smoothies. And you have to crank the tires. You have to ride
the
bike.
These people are eating in just an everyday diner.
Don't care. It's the same technology. Am I right?
Point for Jordan.
Thank you.
Cool.
Your turn.
All right. Hydrators.
You're right. No, that didn't happen. We don't have hydrators. I'm not even fighting you on that. All right. One of Griff's guys in Back to the Future 2 has a ton of face tattoos. He does.
Bruh.
Guess what was cool as hell in 2015 for face SoundCloud tat. Rappers?
Well,
SoundCloud.
How about self-drying and self-fitting jackets?
They have things that you can warm up.
It's not going to dry it. It literally says, now drying, and then dries the jacket. And then Marty, when he first puts it on, goes, this is way too big. And it goes, adjusting. And then it adjusts to his size.
I have seen jackets that have fans built in for air circulation. So I think I got to give a point to Jordan.
Thank you.
I think half a point.
Half? How are you giving her half a point? It's not drying the jacket. This dude jumps in a...
Because of technology. Are we?
Go ahead, here.
All right. Well, how about this scene when Jennifer goes into her house in 2015 and says, lights on.
Welcome home, Jennifer.
You should reprogram. It's dangerous to enter without lights on.
Lights on?
Yes. Boom, then the lights go on. That's Alexa.
Boom.
That's Alexa. Alexa,
that
technology
exists. It doesn't say welcome home to your name. It does not tell you your name.
It could if you program it.
You can set it up for that way.
Yes. Boom. Alexa. Come on. That was Alexa.
How many people are freaking out right now because their Alexa's going off?
No, I'm not. Oh, shoot. You're right.
Hey, Alexa, turn off lights.
Go. You got another one? You got another one of why you think that...
Cars don't fly.
They do not fly. You're right. They do not fly. That is something that Back to the Future 2 got wrong about 2015. How about the fact that... I feel like some of those futuristic cars looked right in Back to the Future 2.
I will give you that.
All right.
I'll give you that.
Look like a Mitsubishi? Some of them are wrong.
Won't even argue that one.
All right.
All right.
Good. Yep.
How about... fax machines being literally everywhere in that movie. We don't use fax machines. No one uses fax machines.
Point for you.
There's a very small population.
Actually, I remember just like last year, my dad asked me for my fax number. I was like, what do you need that for? He goes, I want to send you a picture. I go, Dad, you have an iPhone. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
All right. How about the fact that when we're in the future McFly house in Back to the Future 2 on October 21st, 2015, there's a TV, right? And it is a scenery channel. We have those now.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. And the channel, and the TV also breaks into 8 or 6 separate screens. Mm-hmm. We also have that. However, you were talking about the Google Glass and all that.
Yeah.
Speaking of watching TV, his allows you to watch 2 separate screens at once while watching TV.
That's totally fine. But when the kids are, I wish I had these audios.
Broadcasting beautiful.
See, there's the scenery one.
Hydrate level.
Nope, that's not.
Bad telephone, it's needles.
Dad, it's for you.
The kids are at the dinner table and they've got the glasses on and they're not paying attention to the family. That is 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Point for Jordan.
They're playing on their phones, whether if they're glasses or a phone. Just wanted to say that one.
Self-serve robotic gas stations.
Point for you.
Thank you.
All right, so the dog walker.
Oh, don't even try and say we have automatic dog walkers.
You could make your drone walk a dog.
Are you kidding me? How are you going to make this your side?
You could walk a dog with a drone. That is a drone walking a dog in Back to the Future 2 when they go to Hilldale, the place that Marty lives in the future with Jennifer.
Hold on. In the defense of both of you, are we arguing the technology or the specific use of that technology? Because
the drones, technology.
Point for Jordan. What's your name again?
They're predicting what the future is going to look like, not what.
Yes, the technology.
Yes, I understand the technology, but there's not drones walking dogs every day.
There's drones.
And you could
point for Jordan, write it down.
Thank you very much.
Seriously, when we started this show, I was the kiss ass, and all of a sudden, these two want to act like that's their...
No, they're not.
Not ever once will I admit to being a kiss ass to Jordan, first off.
It's that I'm
second
right.
Second off, it's just that she's right.
Dust repellent paper.
Point for you.
Thank you.
You know what, though? But I do
mine
want
mine aren't even
one.
Arguable, though. That's my thing. The ones I have picked aren't even... Yours are just... You go this way, and you take it way far this way, and then you bring it back to make it work.
Well, because you wouldn't... All you have to do is say, this doesn't exist. For me, I have to tell you that drone that's walking the dog, I have to explain it to you because you're a baby and you don't understand it. Also, I want a point for the Cubs winning the 2016 World Series.
They didn't win the 2015 World Series like
they
predicted.
They were a year off.
They were a year off.
Half a point.
At least half a point. At least half. Because they won the next year.
They only got a 1 year off. That is a pretty incredible prediction for 30 years.
The fact that they haven't won in, like, I don't know, a billion years, and then they win the next year.
Give me another point for Marty FaceTiming with Needles.
Boom. His
flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
OMG.
How about the upside down back fixing?
Yeah, he has a machine that doesn't exist.
All right. Whatever. You know what?
How about the TV display after after Marty gets fired?
Going.
Not after Marty. I know. I got so many more. After Marty gets fired, after Mr. What's-His-Face is like, McFly! No! You're fired! The TV turns into a Van Gogh painting. Oh, shoot. I got that TV. It's called The Frame. Oh, can you... How many points?
It would be Dustin, 6 points. Jordan, 16.
Because of your super biased audience.
No. They're not super biased.
It is 6-16.
Okay, yeah. So, guess what? They predicted more things in 2015. For Back to the Future predicted more things that were right about 2015 than they were wrong.
But they didn't.
Now,
they did pretty good.
Look, we got numbers right there.
Here's the thing. We had a jury of our peers, and Jordan was the one to convince us that she wins.
Bunch of kiss asses, man.
Which is a debate. Oh, you do not like to lose.
Such a sore loser, Dusty.
We're so competitive.
Jordan Silver on 96.5, The Buzz.
Well, we are going to be out technically Thursday and Friday. We're going to be doing a best of episode for both of those days. Handpicked best of since the last best of episodes that we did in September. So there's a lot of good stuff.
So much.
There's been, it's gonna be good. Yeah, again, it's the best of, so it's going to be hilarious. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. But, so if we're not going to be here on Thursday.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Do we want to do, we always do Mortified on Wednesday. Should we do Bangers instead?
What?
Yeah. Let's do Forgotten Bangers on Wednesday at 7:30.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fine. I won't be here tomorrow because I have to teach, but that's fine.
Hey, maybe somebody can step in for Dustin.
Oh, God, no. They always win. Whoever steps
that's true.
In.
How, what
screw
is happening?
You.
What is happening? What we this debate, you both turned on me and took Jordan's side.
To
and now tomorrow, all of a sudden, I'm not here, so let's do bangers so that Dustin can't win.
You know what? I would not be complaining if they agreed with you because our debate was based on merit. I saw somebody text in that I'm just taking some of your points and making them work. Duh, that's what you have to do. Honestly, some of those things you shouldn't even mention. They should have been on my side as far as things and technology
you know
that were
what?
Created
I'm
in
not even gonna...
I just want to say that since you are so competitive, Dustin, this is why I'm doing that.
Well, that's not fair.
See? Boom.
I
was complaining.
No. You won based on merit. No, Jordan won on merit, but seeing you so competitive and seeing you lose somehow just brings joy to me.
That's why we're doing bangers tomorrow.
Dude, what is happening?
Well, no, listen.
My family still loves me. That's all that matters.
Of course they do. Of course. Dustin, here's the thing. We're going to be out on Thursday and Friday. We're going to be running best
up. I understand that.
And Forgotten Bangers is our biggest thing that we do all week. So,
it's the only thing. It's the only good thing that we do.
Can I submit mine now?
No.
Mm,
no, you're not a part of it.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, let's let him do it.
What is it?
I'm not gonna say it right now.
No, you got to.
Oh,
say
man.
It now or never.
Let's go with...
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.